Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I remember where I was. It was stunning to me. Annie and hip-hop combined. All right, so Schwarber, incredible last night. As James said, more rare than a perfect game in baseball. The no-hitters, the perfect games, the four home run games. Joel 70 was something. I didn't see the Will Chamberlain thing. I mean, to see Joel a couple years ago score 70 points was nuts.
Foles,
I would say
seven
TDs, Foles. I would say Saquon versus the Rams on the road last year. That was, what, 255?
Yeah, it was 253, 255,
something
somewhere in that
like
range,
that.
Yeah.
It's just bonkers when you get games like
this. I think
like
over 300 total yards in that game, too.
He did. That's right. He did. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, got my first practice in yesterday with the great Herb McGee. I appreciate the longtime textile coach, Herb McGee, being my coach for the basketball
competition. I can't believe that sentence just happened.
I know.
I can't believe Herb McGee's coaching you.
James,
so
we were
cool.
An hour and a half out there on the court yesterday.
Wow, that's
hour,
awesome,
and
man.
I can tell you, I noticed the difference with his – I'm not going to say much about, because obviously we're going to craft strategy and all that. I'll say this, because this goes without saying for anybody you want to do this. His main thing for me, his main thing yesterday about shooting was for me to follow through. He thought I had a tendency to shoot, but kind of like then lower my arms and then the ball would drift, because it's almost like finish your golf swing, finish your baseball swing. He noticed I have a tendency to kind of lag my, especially if I'm getting tired. So he's like, hold those arms up. Follow through, finish. So great coaching by Herb McGee. I look forward to implementing it in the basketball game versus Fritz. By the way, let's listen to something Fritz said about the hoops. James, this will be number three. I think these are all labeled Fritz back there, not afternoon James, but I believe Fritz. If you have a 1, 2, 3, maybe you have
Is he getting coached up? Do we know?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I think you should take a page out of your book.
I would
consider it.
I would encourage him to do so. That's for sure.
Jeez.
All right, we'll get to that audio in a moment, because wait till you hear something Fritz said this week on WIP. We'll get to that shortly. Let's talk to Dan right now in Philadelphia. Daniel, good morning.
What up, crew? How are we today?
Hey, pal.
Doing great, Dan.
Yo, if you ran any slower, you'd be running backwards. That was insane.
I know. I know.
It was just where is your speed? Like, you look like you have two cinder blocks on your feet. I'm not.
Well, you know what's Dan? You know what's amazing to me, and I mean this very honestly. I didn't realize that over the last 20 years I've become that slow because I never felt that. I think growing up, I think I was, you know, above average speed. I wasn't a burner, but like I had decent speed. It's stunning to me that that's what my aging has done to me. I can honestly tell you I did not know it until I saw it.
Oh, you saw it. And how was Malta? Yeah. Did you enjoy it?
How was what?
Malta? Didn't you say your ship stopped
in Malta? Oh, well, let me tell you the problem with Malta. It's one of the few days I didn't get off the boat.
It was one of those
days.
Aunt,
I was like, you know.
They own a bed and breakfast. This is where Gladiator was filmed. And,
really?
Wow.
Yeah. No, Malta, I think there was two or three days I didn't get off the boat, and that was one of them. So, I you know, it's a bummer, but sometimes you just need that, you know,
maybe
that
go
reset.
Back
yeah.
As for Michael Parsons, so, like, I'm glad that he's off the Cowboys. Obviously, he sucks. He's still staying in the NFC, and it clearly makes the Cowboys worse. The only problem is they have two first-round picks, and they always seem to hit on their first-round picks.
Hey, that's really a lot. Let me tell you something. I heard someone say years ago that you do not trade two first-round picks unless it is for a big-time starting quarterback. And it's really rare. Now, I remember Joey Galloway got traded, I think, for two first-round picks, and that obviously was ridiculous. Parsons is one of the few players in football that it is, you know, it is justifiable that it could occur.
I agree.
But it's a lot, man. It's a big – that's a big haul.
I mean, listen, I would do it, like, if I was Howie Rosen. But, like I said, the problem is the Cowboys always seem to really pick very great talent in the first round. Like, they hardly ever miss on those first-rounders. So that's the only problem. It's not like you're trading to a team like the Jets that are just going to blow the picks and you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
They will get better. I know it's crazy that sounds from these two picks.
Right. That's one thing, though, to point out that is noteworthy about the picks, there's a good chance they'll both be in the 20s, you know, or 15 to 32. I mean, or 15 to 30. Ain't getting to the Super Bowl. Ain't beating the Eagles. But, you know, the Packers should be a pretty good team. So it's unlikely Dallas gets a top 10 pick or two out of this. But you also never know. You know, if Jordan Love gets injured, the whole thing could change quickly.
Right.
All right, Dan,
right.
Give me an answer. Like Kyle Schwarber last night, what made you and others go, wow?
I was going to say when I found out you took your cousin to the prom, but that never seems to win. But I'm just going to say when Buster Douglas knocked out Mike Tyson.
Big answer right there. Big answer. Dan, appreciate the phone call. All right, so I'm hoping to knock out Fritz versus in basketball. Fritz is hoping to knock out me. Here's something Jack said earlier this week on WIP after the race, because obviously it's on to basketball. Here's an exchange earlier this week on WIP.
So how are you feeling about basketball?
Good.
Yeah?
Good. Yeah. I mean, I'll get out there and start shooting here one of these days.
There he is. That's our guy, Jack.
Half-ass Jack.
Yeah. John, your thoughts?
Is he being serious?
I don't know.
Is he playing possum?
I don't know. I think he's probably being serious, but I don't know.
So I remember listening to the afternoon show. It was after, what was the second one? It was after tennis.
Yep.
Right after tennis. And Spike was like, you know, Spike is a passionate guy, gets fired up. And he was like seriously basically yelling at Jack saying, you need to bring in someone to help you prepare for basketball after this tennis fiasco.
Sure. Hmm.
And I don't know if Jack took that seriously or not.
I don't know if he did either. James, you know him better than us. Real or not? I mean, he's obviously joking a bit in his presentation because he knows how it'll be received. But do you think it's real that he hasn't done anything? Because I'll say this. I was preparing for basketball well before track. So what do you make of it, James?
I think he is probably playing a little bit of possum. But do I think he's got, you know, a Herb McGee type guy in his back pocket? I don't.
Yeah.
But do I think he's gone to a court and shot? I do. I'm just guessing. Like, it's possible he is being serious. But my guess, especially with the tennis, because he didn't expect it to be as good, but he said he played possum with tennis. He thought he was better than he was putting out on the air. So I think he's playing a little possum.
Fair enough. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, we are hoping, we don't know for sure, but we are hoping that the basketball competition will be September 9th at 4:30. We tell you that now to give you about a week and a half heads up to consider, you know, if you have to take off work or whatever you want to do, if you want to be there. Now, we don't know for sure that it's September 9th at 4:30, but I will tell you this. I feel pretty confident it probably will be.
That's so just, bad for me.
Oh, what do you got? So that
really
day?
I have an event that I have that day. It really stinks.
I gotcha.
Man.
I gotcha. All right. So, but if you can be there, obviously anyone be there, you know, that's the day to circle and the time to circle. And we'll know for sure next week, but I would say it's very likely it'll be that day. All right. We also have a Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's summer clearance event is on. All 2025 leftovers are discounted for immediate sale. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question. So we'll get, you know, next week to the final record predictions for the Eagle season and all that sort of stuff. But let's just start with where it starts with the Eagle season, but not so much just Dallas. Dallas and KC. Poll question. Will the Eagles start 2-0? I think people are pretty familiar. Game one is home versus Dallas. Game two is at KC. That's a really hard game, too. You know, it's a mild game one. Not rollover easy game one. But, you know, Eagles should beat Dallas. James, do we know, because lines can come out early, are the Eagles a favorite or not versus KC?
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
6.5 to 7, wherever you look. It's been going back and forth. Then it opened at the Eagles -7, then went to 6.5.
No, I'm saying KC.
I can look it up. Yeah. I can look it up. Hold on.
Yeah, they do have those future lines, which are always funky because, you know, it's, you know, down the line. But, John, gut feeling, as of right now, KC or the Eagles, who would be favored?
Probably Kansas City because it's in Kansas City.
I agree.
Probably Kansas City by, you know, 1.5 maybe.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think.
John, you nailed it. Kansas City is a 1.5 favorite as of now.
Good job, John. No, that's, yeah.
I hate how early in the season that game is, by the way. Just like I feel like week two, you don't really know, you know, your team yet. You don't know the strengths and weaknesses, so it's not a great test of just how good you are. And
But the Rashee Rice thing helps.
That's true.
Of the six games he'll be out. And Kansas City is one of the Brazil teams this year. So they have to come back from Brazil to play the Eagles, which helps too.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Ah, good.
That's a good call. And also, if the Eagles lose, and they could because it's a tough game, at least because they also start out slow often. They win week one, and then they have weird Septembers. At least it's an out-of-conference loss as it relates to tiebreakers versus Green Bay or the Rams or whomever for home field advantage, you know, if it gets to that point. December and January. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, we also are going to get our draft order going. So we've got 12 different teams in the WIP Fantasy Football League. I'm not talking about the afternoon show Fantasy Football League. I'm talking about the WIP host have a league and have had a league for a number of years. James, you've won this, what, two or three times?
Twice, and I've been to the finals another time.
That's great. And, John, you won it once, I believe?
Yeah.
All right, and I've not won it. I've had some pretty good teams, but I've not won it.
I actually might have won it three times. I might have won it back in the day that I forgot. I won it back-to-back years. I knew that.
Who won it last year?
Ike.
Ike last year.
Wait, Richie, when did you win it? Because Richie and I, we share a team now. Yeah. We definitely did not win last year.
No,
it was a while ago. Yeah, it was a while ago.
What was our issue? I don't think we had a quarterback or something.
That's a problem.
Don't recall.
Or we picked like last. We had the last pick.
That's
something.
A problem. All right, Devin, let me pass this hat to you. It's got the 12 teams in there. And so I want to be very clear before Devin picks teams. The team that Devin selects first will pick 12th, then 11th, then 10. It will be a countdown to who's got the number one pick. Final team name picked will be the number one pick. First team will be the 12th pick, which will get the 12th and 13th pick. Devin Caney, who is going to be picking 12th?
Okay, let's see. Where's the name on this?
Oh, for the love of God.
We're off to a great start.
All right, Tom Kelly gets picked 12. Now, you'd rather have 12 than 10. James, would you want 12?
I love the turn, yeah. So I'd actually rather have 12 than, like, the whole back half of the first round, usually.
But you'd rather have 1 than 12?
Probably. Like, it's one of those things where I think it really depends on the year. Like, sometimes, sure. You know, 10 through 20 is, like, players that are almost as good as 1 through 10, and thus I'd rather get, you know, two of those guys as opposed to one.
John, I always love when James drops a thus on WFA.
I didn't even notice. I didn't even notice it.
And thus. I was impressed by Kyle Schwarber last night.
It's a good point. I was.
And thus. Nice. You got Jeffrey freaking Chaucer over here. All right, Devin, team number 11, who's it going to be?
All right, let's see here. Spike.
Spike. All right, Spike asking. He'll find a way to complain about that. Spike, this is on camera. This is on YouTube. There's no shenanigans. No chicanery, so don't freaking complain. All right, team number 10, Devin Caney, what are we looking at with number 10?
John and I.
All right. John, how do you feel about that?
Not great.
Yeah.
I don't love that at all.
People can't claim we're cheating, right? There you go.
That's right.
Yeah, that really stinks.
All right, Devin, get moving on number 9. Number 9 is?
Porter/Tucker.
All right, Andrew Porter, who does a lot for us behind the scenes, and Tucker Bagley. All right, very good. We get to number 8.
James.
Seltzer, how do you feel?
I absolutely hate it, like I said. Honestly, even this year, if I could have picked the number one choice I would not want, I think 8 might have been my number. So.
And let me just ask this question before we go any further, because now I got a shot for the number one. There's 7 teams left. Is Jamar Chase the cream of the crop?
Yeah, it's Bijan Robinson and Jamar Chase are like the top two guys.
By the way, I think Bijan Robinson is like the Christian. I'm not saying he's going to get injured like Christian McCaffrey, but I think he's a great player. I just don't get why people think the Atlanta Falcons offense is going to be the offense to like lead fantasy.
Well, they're not going to score a ton of touchdowns, but it all goes
through
him.
Think
about it this way. Christian McCaffrey used to be the first pick in fantasy when he was a Panther still. You know, and it's like they were amazing.
He was catching 100 passes a year. Yeah. That was nuts. All right, we're up to number 7. 7th pick in the draft, WIP Fantasy Football League, Devin, will be?
Hugh and Kyle.
All right, Hugh and Kyle. I'm still alive. This is on YouTube. No nonsense here. We get to number 6. Devin, what do we got?
Joe Giulio.
Okay.
Oh, God.
All right.
I hate this. It's not rigged, I promise.
Could you just lie?
No.
No, could you just lie?
Oh.
All right.
Can we get me out of the 8th pick if we're lying? Is that possible?
All right, Devin, number 5. Not Joe DiMaggio, but?
Joe D.
All right. Oh, that's
that was actually weird.
That is weird because he was uniform number 5. All right, that is me, the Hammer, number 5. All right. All right, number 4, what are we looking at?
Ike. The reigning champion.
The Ike man, number 4. So without, I don't have the list in front of me, but who would still be eligible? So
Jack. It's just Jack.
Oh, man.
Rod.
Jack, Rod.
Oh, Rod. How did this happen?
Jack, Rod, and
who else?
I'm not sure. We'll find out. All right, number 3.
Oh, Mike Angelina, I think.
Mike Angelina. What do we got, Devin? Number 3.
Mike Angelina.
Jack and Rod. Did you guys rig this somehow? Did Jack and Rod somehow rig this together? Because I believe it if they did.
What do you got in your hand?
I'm losing my mind because there's one left and it's Jack.
Oh, come on.
I swear.
Jack Fritz here.
I gave this to Anthony.
There's no more paper in here.
Anthony, you're killing me. Anthony.
So that doesn't count.
Anthony, get over here.
Because he wasn't possible to get picked.
James, I gave this to Anthony, who runs our social media.
Let's count these papers.
So that,
Anthony, are you sure you put 12 in there?
That's not going to count.
Get on the microphone. Can you get on the microphone, please?
4.
Are you sure you put freaking 12 in there?
I counted like 4 times.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
We have to redo it.
Anthony, are you kidding me?
11, 12,
We have to redo it. He wasn't in there. There's no way he could have been picked.
James, do you see why I am so anal about doing everything myself?
Buddy.
Do you understand why
choir, okay?
I so frequently freaking delegate around here? John,
Was a Rod ticket made?
Did Anthony, Rod offer did you a raise if you didn't put his name in the thing so it would be first?
Did you write
Anthony,
Rod?
Get over here. Get
did
over
you write
here.
Rod on a piece of
My
paper?
My God. Did you write Rod? Do you remember?
I believe I wrote Rod. I don't
know. Oh, no. I believe I is not a good answer. I believe.
I take responsibility, but one was left, so that's not.
Well, now we're going
to
have a tremendous
controversy. No, now we have to do it again. Like, it is what it is, because Rod could not be picked. Like, he was not an option.
Don't blame me.
Anthony, take them. Take the hat. Do whatever the hell you got to do. So, I don't know what to tell you. All right. That is unbelievable.
Well, so are we picking in a commercial break and just letting everyone know, or are we?
No. We have to do it again.
We'll deal with it later. We also have a busy show, so I don't know how much time
we might
have.
Might be doing this on Monday now, it turns out.
All right.
I mean, you know.
215-592-9494. Coming up, the Schwarber home runs, all four of them, back-to-back. Well, there's four of them in there. You're going to hear them back-to-back. It's an amazing day. It's a great morning to you, not a good morning to you. It's a great morning to you, as Schwarber did it four times last night. Joe DeCameron, John Richie. It's from Borgata today. And someone help us out with this controversy. What do? We just redo the whole thing?
We have to, because Rod wasn't in there. He couldn't be picked, and thus everything has changed. We have to. We don't have a choice.
All right. Now Spike will complain. I'm never delegating again. Joe DeCameron, John Richie on WIP. Hey, look.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.